What separates truly exceptional organizations from average ones? After studying over 100,000 employees across 200 organizations, Nicholas Barnett discovered that high-performance organizations consistently outperform their competitors by 25 to 40% in profitability. This isn't luck or coincidence. It's the result of 7 specific habits that create sustainable excellence. Barnett didn't just theorize these principles, he grew his own IT recruitment company tenfold by applying them. The approach has gained such traction that Satya Nadella reportedly distributed copies to Microsoft's executive team during their cultural transformation. These habits aren't complex, but they require genuine commitment and consistent application, something most organizations fail to achieve. If you're frustrated with your organization's culture, look in the mirror first. Culture directly reflects leadership behaviors and priorities. When leaders complain about workplace attitudes or engagement, they're seeing the consequences of their own leadership style. High-performance organizations deliberately shape their culture rather than letting it evolve naturally. A compelling vision attracts employees who share your values while repelling those who don't. Before geographic expansion or acquisitions, successful leaders consider how well they can replicate their constructive culture. In diversified organizations, the dominant culture typically reflects the organization's origins. When organizations maintain overly strong central control, non-core business units often underperform. The Dick Smith Electronics sale by Woolworths demonstrates how freedom from a dominant corporate culture enabled a more agile approach, dramatically increasing value after separation. The leadership challenge is creating sufficient cultural consistency for organizational identity while allowing flexibility for business units to develop cultures suited to their unique markets and challenges. An inspiring vision acts like a powerful magnet, not just a compass, energizing people and pulling them toward it. Research shows high-performance organizations have employees who feel their leadership provides an inspiring vision. People need meaningful work and struggle to engage with organizations lacking purpose beyond profit. Leaders who announce visions without employee input rarely achieve buy-in. With today's technology, involving employees in vision development is both possible and necessary. Inspiring visions must connect emotionally, not just rationally. Many analytical leaders rely on numbers and logical arguments, but emotional connection proves more effective. Word choice matters. A global health organization chose "reduce needless suffering" over "improve health" to evoke deeper emotional connection. Stories impact people more than statistics, as emotional investment helps people endure hardships. Organizations need well-communicated strategies so employees know where to focus. Without clear direction, employees become busy fools. High-performing organizations distill their vision, strategy, and key metrics onto a single page, forcing clarity and focus. Only 36% of employees in low-performance organizations say strategies are clearly communicated, versus 69% in high-performance organizations. Strategic plans should cascade into goals throughout the organization, helping all employees understand their contribution with appropriate indicators to measure progress. Like a conductor bringing out the best in musicians, leaders must develop their people to maximum potential. Benjamin Zander of the Boston Philharmonic exemplified this as the relentless architect of the possibility of human beings. The real concern isn't what if we develop people and they leave, but what if we don't develop them and they stay? High-performance organizations replace managers who fail to develop subordinates rather than letting ineffective managers replace team members. Organizations possess untapped employee potential. High performers understand their employees' unique skills and talents, leveraging these advantages instead of forcing conformity. They empower employees to express their authentic selves and reach their full potential. Many leadership development programs overemphasize technical competencies when most leadership failures stem from behavioral issues or character breakdowns. When leaders invest in their own development, others follow suit and take greater accountability for growth. Research shows at least 70% of development happens on the job as employees master their work through special assignments, transfers, and rotations. Multi-skilling employees creates organizational flexibility, reduces costs, and typically improves retention rates. Many managers have lost the art of recognition that creates pride and joy for employees, something they could relearn from kindergarten teachers who regularly acknowledge their students. Employees highly value being thanked, and few things are more demotivating than lack of deserved recognition. In high-performance organizations, over half of employees believe senior leadership acknowledges contributions, compared to only about 25% in low-performing ones. One-off recognition events often provide the best ROI. When one organization sent their CFO and his wife to a health retreat to recognize significant extra work, the gesture remained legendary 5 years later. While public criticism is inappropriate, spontaneous praise in front of others has greater impact than scheduled recognition events. High-performance organizations integrate recognition into their culture, creating rhythms of staff celebrations scheduled weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. Team recognition particularly emphasizes cross-functional collaboration, embedding teamwork values into organizational DNA. Most managers excel at pointing out errors, but rarely acknowledge what employees do well. Always address issues privately rather than criticizing publicly. Ancient Roman sculptors filled marble floors with wax that would weep when heated, revealing hidden imperfections. Like buyers testing sculptures with fire, employees easily detect whether their leader's care is genuine or artificial. Employees evaluate care through both rational thought and emotional judgment. Recognition and gifts fall flat when motives appear insincere. As leaders, we must genuinely care. Fakes are quickly exposed, especially under pressure. High-performing organizations foster cultures where caring becomes infectious, extending beyond professional development to genuine interest in employees' personal lives. Understanding an employee's whole life requires minimal effort but yields significant returns. In one example, an injured worker who received regular care returned within 2 weeks, while another without support never returned, ultimately costing over $500,000. In high-performance organizations, 59% of employees feel cared for, versus 33% in low-performance organizations, resulting in 80% willingness to recommend their workplace to others. Like a Cirque du Soleil performance, systems and people must work together seamlessly. Organizations that neglect system improvement undermine both performance and employee engagement. Nearly 75% of employees in high-performance organizations agree their company continuously improves systems versus only 41% in low-performance organizations. When employees believe in their organization's commitment to improving systems, they contribute to those improvements and help design efficient processes. Proper systems boost satisfaction, engagement, productivity, and customer service. Many organizations operate on complex, aging IT systems. Leading organizations introduce new technologies gradually through modular approaches, while some build new business units on fresh platforms and transition customers as older platforms decline. Success requires changing processes, workflows, and behaviors, not just implementing new systems. Organizations often fail by not engaging employees, gaining buy-in, redesigning workflows, or by reducing training, which undermines effectiveness. The journey to high performance creates a self-reinforcing cycle where each habit strengthens the others. When fully embedded, these 7 habits create an organization with engaged employees, loyal customers, and superior performance. Even a 7% annual advantage doubles growth over a decade. While transformation requires commitment, the rewards, both financial and human, make it the most worthwhile investment any leader can make.